Welcome back to Big Wigs. It's your girl, Anna Roisman, and I am in person with Andrea. Hi. Oh my
Hi.
God. Andrea Lopez, the one and only traveling queen, we should call you. She's been all over the fucking map.
Anna,
all over.
Take my passport. I'm done. I'm done traveling. No, I'm done.
I am tired for you. She was like, I think I have it in me to record and then I'm done for the night. I was like, I get that. You went from, can you just explain where you went? I know we talked about it last week on the pod, but you're mid journey right now.
Mid journey. Yeah. Little rest stop over in LA.
Yeah. Rest stop in LA, but you were in
Happy to be here with you.
Nashville.
Went from New York, which is home base, and then we went to Nashville for a batch.
Wild.
Smashville. Yeah, Nashville for a bachelorette party, and then here to LA for shoot week, and then we go to Austin for one night for South by Southwest for Saturday.
Just a little layover in Austin at one of the most prestigious, you know, like festivals, events in the world. Very cool.
Is it prestigious?
South by is big.
It's very long standing. Like, it's been around
for a long
time.
For sure. Yeah.
Right.
But a lot of like shows and movies premiere there. It's big. You're doing big stuff. It's cool.
Right, that's cool. That's really cool.
I know.
Shout out Scott, who set this whole thing up, who I met at. You got to make connections. That's how it all happens.
Shout out Scott. I mean, I'm going with her to Austin. She doesn't know it yet. I'm sneaking in her suitcase. She has like 10 suitcases. I'm sure you have like 4 suitcases, right? How many did you bring this time?
I was good this time. I feel like I'm wearing a lot of black because it matches with everything. So I looked through my bag and I just have a really big bag of wigs and that's it. And then the bachelorette party was themed, but it was easy themes. It was like denim day. And then we wore all black because we had a theme of Harry Potter.
Yeah, can you go into this? How was it? You teased it last week and I was like, I need to know all the details of this. I saw some Instagram posts, but I'm sure you were just living in the moment, so it wasn't fully documented, right? You know, like it's someone else's bachelorette.
Exactly.
Okay, so Harry Potter themed chase. What was it? A bar crawl?
It's somewhat of a bar crawl. We were catching the golden snitch.
Okay, to me that sounds like a sex move, but I have a golden snitch.
Reversed cowgirl. Kris Jenner's favorite.
My favorite move. But my question is, Are you a Harry Potter fan? Did you know what this was beforehand?
I never heard of this bachelorette theme, but I did watch the Harry Potter movies and I think I grazed the books.
Okay.
But it wasn't like I was
she
a huge
skimmed. Fourth grade. She's like, That was about it for that chapter. I'm good.
All right. So he has
I never
a crush
read
on Hermione
book.
And then yada, yada, yada. And then there's Snape. And then, you know, that's what I knew. But you get the names.
Hagrid. I know the names. Yeah. I know the names. I don't know Harry Potter. It's very, I think I told you, I lied for multiple, if you've ever played HQ Words, I had to do theme games and I had to read all the wiki pages beforehand to study up. I even dressed as a character for one of them. I couldn't tell you a single line she had in a movie, but I dressed up as her. The teacher? I was the teacher.
In Harry Potter?
Couldn't tell you the name right now. Yeah. Is there a teacher in Harry Potter? A woman teacher? She wears like pink, like mauve colored stuff. Anyway.
There were a lot of professors. Yeah, the teachers.
Yeah, I was one of those. But I wouldn't know what to do on this thing. So like, was your friend just like...
Well, it was really funny because it originated when Paige, the bride's little sister, was in Spain and she was at this late... It was like a bar late at night and she saw all these guys come in wizarding clothes and she was like, oh my God, why are you... You know, eventually like 20 of them showed up.
Turned on. Fully.
She was like, oh my God, Spanish men with hats? Like what... They honestly, I saw the pictures and I was like, okay, those guys are hot. Because like a Spanish guy could wear anything, like a freaking umbrella hat.
They're good looking. Europeans, you know, they got a leg up to the American men. Sorry.
They really do. So she sees these guys. She asks them what the heck they're doing. And then all of a sudden this groom shows up in a full snitch outfit. And she thought it was in a drunken state. She was like, this is the best theme ever. And so she brought it back to the States. And I was like, bitch, why would you ever do that? So,
this is trend setting.
In theory, it actually is hilarious. So the bride dresses up as the golden snitch and she goes to a certain bar and we have to split up into teams and we're all dressed as wizards, full on Harry Potter hat. The cape, the glasses, the
you
wand.
You looked great in the glasses.
I was feeling the glasses.
You rocked it. Yeah, you looked cute. But wait, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you guys go to the bar and you get all, you get drunk or you guys like meet friends?
Like, yeah. And then you
and
like
she's
forget.
Just alone.
She did. We sent her with a buddy because we're like, okay, we don't want to be, okay, you'd be alone.
I feel right. better.
And then they did a cutoff point of like 30 minutes. And I'm like, wait a minute. This game is only 30 minutes. So you just dressed us up as witches and you're telling us that this game is 30 minutes. That's it. Like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to commit.
Yeah, you're ready for a full night.
Ready for a full night. So, but the funny thing was, it was during the daytime. And I think when my friend, her little sister, saw these guys, it was like late into the night. Everybody was wasted. Like, it made sense. Everybody was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Here we went out at 4 p.m. in full on witches costumes in the middle of Nashville. What? That's a scene. It was a They're problem. Like,
you must not be from here.
So bless y'all's hearts. Yeah. But here we don't do it that way. Everybody says bless his heart. Oh, everybody says that.
Bless your heart.
Oh my God. Everybody was saying that. And I was like, it's so passive aggressive because like they don't give a shit. And they're just like, oh my God, bless your heart. Oh,
look at you in your all black witch's costume. Oh. Bless your heart. Here, we tip 20%. Yeah. Please don't forget us. I'm serving you beer.
That's exactly what it was. They were so passive aggressive. But no, people did love it. And everybody loved it. I mean, I don't know if they loved it or they just like, were like, what the hell
it
is
this? It sounds very funny.
It was funny just, you know, running down Broadway in Nashville and we're going from bar to bar and we're like at Jason Aldean's bar.
So you literally, like, if you got stopped in an airport just because you were going from bachelorette party that had theme nights to LA where you're doing a comedy shoot week.
Right.
And then to Austin, if you got stopped and someone opened your bag, they'd be like, this girl is on the run. Like, are you like changing your identity? You
know how many passports do I have on my person or I'm an escort.
Right. Or you're an escort or you murdered someone and you're just like really trying to get out of, you know, the country or something.
If I get my bag, if it does go back and I'm in security, I go, this is it for me. This is the end. As you do. You travel with wigs too.
I do travel with wigs. Yeah, I travel with wigs. And we travel with equipment too. We travel with a lot of wires.
I do travel with wigs. We have a whole killing bag. We have wires. We have like, we have SD cards. Like we're hiding something.
It's not normal. Yeah. Microphone, like extra headphones, you know, like just a lot of shit. I'm worried. They're probably just like, we see this every day. Another fucking podcast where you guys put on wigs and have a good time. Like, okay, cool. Basic.
They must know by now. Like, as soon as they see a recorder, they're like, oh, this is another podcast.
It's so funny, like, how we have to remember the wigs and stuff. Like, I always think, thank God, you do some impressions without wigs, right?
Yeah, sometimes. But I honestly do think it adds so much when it does. Go full in.
I love it.
Your Chris today, I'm so sorry, but like your Chris gets more and more believable.
Oh my God, thank you.
No, it does.
I feel like you're the queen of Kardashian impressions. So when you compliment my Chris, I'm like, I feel like I like just graduated, you know, like a grade. I'm like, oh my God, I'm moving on to sixth grade. I did it. She's so proud of me. We shot some Chris in court today.
We did.
You know, emergency Chris in court because court went blonde.
We had to have a press conference real quick.
It was real quick.
Real quick. Why do these celebrities, is it just to keep everybody on their toes? Like Julia Fox does it.
I know.
What's with the hair dyeing?
I know. I don't know. I think they just get bored. You know, they see themselves probably in 4,000 photos a day. Accurate. Right? And they're just like, I'm sick of it. I got to make a change. And it's so easy for them. I feel like when I have a lot of money, I'm going to be blonde one day and you're going to be like, oh my God, Anna.
So true. And they have an in-house beauty team.
Yeah. And their wigs are so good. Like they could just put on a wig too. For all we know, Courtney's in a wig.
100%.
She's probably not because she's all natural, right? She's a little more, wouldn't you say?
I feel like she'd be like, no, I'm transparent. I want the real deal.
Yeah.
She would want, yeah.
Whereas Chris would be like, I just want it for a night.
Put a wig on it.
Yeah. I just want blonde 24 hours. That's all I can handle. So that'll be coming out, but it's so funny when we have fun doing Chris and Court. We just like laugh so hard because we don't really write a script for it. I should give you guys all the BTS.
Honestly though, yeah. No, we just like set it up, hit record, and we always think we're done. We're like, all right, this is the last one, right?
But yeah. It's not. We have a live audience. You guys, I should say this is our second in-person episode.
It is.
Which is weird and fun, but also more stressful for some reason than Zoom.
There's always like there's more gadgets. We have three screens in front of us.
Yeah.
Our laptops and we're also recording on a computer.
I know. We need photos of all of this. You guys would laugh at how funny this looks. Like we think we're like so fucking high tech. I don't know if any of this is going to come out. You know what I mean?
Order that tripod on Amazon.
Yeah.
This cord's a hand-me-down, but we make it work.
We're making it work. I also want to thank all of you who've posted about how much you love. We've had some nice posts this week. How much you love the pod. It's bringing us joy, and hopefully we're bringing you joy by doing this show, because I'm having so much fun.
It is. The Instagram followers are going up, and we really appreciate it. YouTube subscribers.
Oh, hell yeah. YouTube. Soon we're going to fucking take over YouTube. I really believe that. We're going to start putting these episodes up on YouTube so you can watch us and how cute we look.
Now that is on my project list. I love it. That.
You just need really solid internet and just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can help you too. You know, I need a new computer is what's really happening here. You guys, I'm sitting here and my dad is in town and I was like, yeah, dad, I need a new computer. You know, it's really hard these days. And my dad was like, don't they have plans where you can just go to Apple and get, you know, finance it for $17 a month for the next 23 years? Like, maybe you can do that.
Do they have that?
Yeah.
So for sure it's Apple. I feel like they for sure figured that out.
There's a payment plan. Yeah. So I have to go and do that. But I thought he'd be like, no problem. I'll get you a computer.
I will 100.
Yeah. He's not. You know, it was wishful thinking. But I do need it. So I got to bite the bullet.
That's got to happen.
Yeah. You know, I wish spending money didn't stress me out. Does it stress you out?
It does. Well, because as you start getting more money, you feel more confident about it. But then you're like, wait a minute, but this is my money. You know, you almost had your parents lent you some money or you're using a gift card. And you're like, this isn't mine.
I know. I'm
free with it.
Yeah. I feel like the more I have come in, I love spending. When you get a big chunk, we both do this. Mm. You treat yourself to something nice.
You treat yourself.
You take your friends to dinner. Or you go to a spa or whatever the fuck you do.
Yes, yes.
But then when you're not making money, which is kind of the month I'm on, you're like,
okay, wait a minute.
You're like,
should have not have treated myself last month.
Oh my God. So yeah. I'm like, wait, what are the essentials? And then my brain goes to nails, obviously.
Obviously. You do have a lot of upkeep.
I have a lot.
No, but it's like
Botox.
Botox. But your upkeep, you keep up with it. Like it's truly an upkeep.
Thank you.
You always look fantastic.
You know, you can write it off too. You know, I always say that. You write it off, honey. You got to be on camera. You got to get your fucking nails done. You got to get your makeup, you know, your hair did. Isn't this a Missy Elliott song?
Get your hair did. It is.
Get your nails done. You know, I learned from the best and that's Missy Elliott. Grew up
in
on
the
her.
Words of Missy Elliott.
Yeah. In the words of Missy Elliott, spend any money you get.
For from the pickup point yet.
Okay. I was complimenting how great your nails look. It's so funny because we're in person. We can talk about each other's appearances. I mean, look at us.
Truly.
Shining in the ring light. You guys get on YouTube and fucking watch this. I look tired. You look great. But your nails look great. I go, wow, Dre, they look amazing. Because you're always laughing and you're like, Anna,
I'm in rough shape.
She'll get a nice manicure and then the day after she'll be like, I don't know. I put my hand through a wall. I don't know what happened.
I have this theory that other women are just so petite and so ladylike. Or you have an amazing man of armor that is your knight in shining armor, aka Jared,
who is like literally she makes him do all the manual labor.
he's literally moseying around the house, doing the dishes, getting her keys, walking Bobby. I'm like, wow. Well, no wonder her nails look fantastic.
You spent too much time at my apartment. I'm gonna have to kick her out now. This was so fun. Oh my God.
Get out and stop.
I don't know. Listen, last time I had a boyfriend, my last boyfriend, when we broke up, I swear to God, my parent, my family, everyone was like, what, how are you going to live? Like, what, who's going to do your dishes? Because I'm always one of those, we've talked, I'm like, I like to soak dishes, you know, I like to let them soak. I think they got
you're a soaker.
Yeah. Overnight soaker. And everyone else is like, no, they just need to be washed or put in the fucking dishwasher, which I shouldn't, you know. But sometimes I just think, like, if you don't have the time, a soak is a really good reason to leave them in the
absolutely in the let them hang out for a little bit.
Doesn't Nick do like some labor around? You don't live together, so
he sure does.
I'm sure he does. He's very helpful.
I grew up in a household where my mom was just she always had to do everything. And she grew up with a single mom. So she was just like a hands-on. So I watched her like take like, oh, no,
strong
I got the
women.
Trash. Like, yeah, she was just always doing stuff. And so my nails break and I also have, I bite my cuticles. So it's just not cute, you know?
I hear you.
And so I get the beautiful nails and they chip in the 3 days. It's just destructive.
It's not for everyone. I get that. Do you know what I mean?
I like, want to be that though. I want to be you.
We got to work on this. We're going to, you don't want to be me, but you want to get the beautiful nails and just not break them off in a day.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to go back again to my place and I'm going to tell you what to get. You're not going to get, you got those extensions last time. Uh-uh. Too expensive.
You didn't give me a heads up.
You got
up.
Beautiful
I,
hands.
I freaked out and I go, okay, I'll take the après ski. And she's like, you want the après? I was like, no, I'll take she's the ombre. Like,
yeah, I'll take an Aperol spritz, of course, please.
I'll take whatever it is. Does it have an accent on the word? Yeah, I'll take an après. And then then we get to the cash register. She's like, $275, please. Oh. I was like, what?
Oh my God, my heart just like goddamn fell.
I will say those nails did not fall off for like 3 weeks.
Oh.
They really didn't.
Well, then success. 3 weeks is pretty good.
They did not fall off.
That's so great.
That was pretty impressive. I don't know what glue they used, but it was pretty.
You can't tell that one of mine is fully. I jammed it the other day scrubbing a sink. You know, this is why I shouldn't be doing it. I scrubbed a sink and halfway through the sink scrubbing, I go, I hit it against the wall. My nail underneath the polish is cracked. And I go, fuck, I cracked my nail. And Jared would actually rather clean the sink himself than listen to me bitch about my broken nail for the next 2 weeks. Do you know what I'm saying?
But he would never say it. He would just be like, it's okay.
No, he wouldn't. We fight, you know, off camera. We definitely, you know, you guys see the lovey-dovey on Instagram, you know. We're not going to fight in front of Andrea. Definitely had a fight in front of my mom today, but I think that's normal. You know what I mean? She's seen us a lot, but
right.
It was just stressful.
So now that you do have, I'm here, but also your parents are here coming in hot from Philly, right?
I got everyone here in LA this week. I was just in New York for like 11 days. Yep. Got to see you, got to see my parents, but this trip was booked. So they're here. They did a little West Coast tour. They went to visit my sister in Denver for a couple days. And then they came here because tomorrow we're going to Indian Wells, which is right by Palm Springs, to see the tennis tournament, which is like, it's a huge tournament. It's kind of like my mom calls it the U.S. Open of the West Coast.
So it is humongous.
Yeah, it's like the top very players. Cool. Okay. Although a lot of them have been dropping out. I don't know if it's like COVID related or like vaccine related. I don't know. There's some shady shit happening because she's like, a lot of them are dropping out. Like, I'm like, I wouldn't know. You know, I'm excited to see some people, but I was like.
Well, yeah. But if you have a match and somebody drops out, who do you play against?
I don't know how that works. I was like, they probably redo the like draw or whatever. So they have to like redo everybody's matches. I have no fucking clue. But I'm excited to go. I've never been to this. It's like right by Palm Springs. I think Indian Wells is like right near it. California people listening to this are like, yeah, it is. Yeah. Like you. sorry, East Coaster here.
Palm Springs.
I've heard it's nice. Yeah, so my parents are here, which is so fun, but it is always stressful a little bit when your parents are in town. Like when your parents are visiting you, you're like, I want to make sure they have good dinners and reservations and activity. And it's, you know, and I kind of abandoned all my work. Like I didn't check my email all day. You know what I mean?
Because you're pampering them.
On the go. Yeah.
And they do expect, well, they don't think we have jobs. That's what I found out is whenever I'm home. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's Wednesday. I've got a Zoom call. You didn't take off for me? No, I took off for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's honestly what is the hardest. It's like trying to juggle that they're off, but I'm not.
I know. It is hard because we're not. I mean, we're off, you know, but we're not ever off because you do feel this pressure as a content creator, especially. And that is part of our jobs. You feel this pressure like I got to post. I got a story. I got to keep people updated. I got to do this. I got to do, you know, whatever it is.
Always. Courtney dyed her hair blonde. Gonna do a video.
I know. Were you freaking out when you were like, oh, my God, she's blonde. I have to get a blonde wig. Like, how do you feel when that happens?
For hair changes, I don't deem that on like the top 10 list of like must do a video.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they have so many things that change.
Yeah.
If one of them announced a pregnancy, humongous news.
Yeah.
But for a hair change, no, they do it so frequently.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good call. we got good.
Oh, reset the camera.
She's going for more. Okay. So what was I going to just ask you? There was something I just had to say. You were talking about Courtney and, you don't feel the pressure to do a video.
Okay. Right? Like, I mean, the hair change, what would you deem as something that you have to, like Julia Fox for Fashion Week? I feel like that was like a big,
I know,
like update a lot
I couldn't
stuff.
keep, I couldn't do a every day I got sent DMs because she had iconic outfit after outfit video. After outfit. And they're like, you have to do this one. You have to. Someone even sent me, a friend of mine sent me like she was like, you got to do this. And here's what you do it with. And sent me a link to Amazon for my props. And I was like, God bless. She was
like, my new assistant.
Yeah. I was like, you're hired. It was so funny, but it was so stressful because it was every day she was at Paris Fashion Week. So I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? I was traveling. I came back here. My parents are here. I was like, I want to do a video maybe this week. Again, you know, but I also feel like we should be able to do them when we want. You know, it doesn't have to be super, super timely. But
when you're inspired. Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, it does. It's funny because it's like I never felt that pressure before until like people know you for something. Mm-hmm. And it's so flattering. But you're also like, wait.
I know.
I'm having lunch with my mom. I can't like, what am I going to get naked and give my dad a camera and be like, okay, dad, I'm like so excited. Yeah. My parents like love when I show my ass in public. They're like, cute butt. We made it. Love cute. I'm so tired. Wait, I wanted to talk about something. Okay. We're going to talk about some news. Can we drop some news? Let's do some news.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I had my mind went to one topic, but we don't even have it on the list.
Oh, go for it if you want. And then we can do news.
We don't know too much about it because like the both of us don't actually fully follow the show. But the whole Raquel VPR Vanderpump Rules drama, like I don't even need to talk about it. But people, it was related to our last conversation. Yeah. People sent me all the things and they go, we just need you to do a Raquel just to like shit on her.
I know.
And I was like, oh my God, like we could capitalize on this whole shit show.
I know. I want you to move a little bit because I feel like you're hitting the mirror. Oh. And I hear it.
The mirror will fall.
I feel like a newborn baby mm-hmm. in the world of Vanderpump Rules because I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't know these people. I have read multiple blogs at this point.
Same.
I have had friends who are in the Bravo world explain it to me. I'm sure you chatted with Taylor and she probably gave you the tea.
All I know is Stassi. And that's pretty much like my extent. And then a little bit of Jason Kennedy, but that's it.
What's so funny James is Kennedy. When Taylor was in LA, Taylor Strecker, guys, mm-hmm. our dearest and nearest, she was in LA and we went to the bar that everyone's like protesting because Sandy and Schwartz is
Tom and Tom or whatever.
Tom and Tom own this bar.
Right.
We went to opening night with them. And so I feel like, oh my God, I'm so connected to the story, but I have no idea what is happening. But I'm like,
I
went to the bar, guys. I went to the,
is there protesting right now at their restaurant?
The other night, I know when like all the news broke out, it was probably last week at this point, but people were like,
wow,
fuck this bar. And like, they put out a statement that was like, listen, the servers and bartenders and the dishwashers here, like they have nothing to do with our drama. Like, please just come to the bar. If you like a bar, come to the bar. It was so sad, but it is true. Your actions are going to affect your fucking business. So you know what? Maybe don't be such a fucking douchebag. So this guy, he was cheating. I know that much.
He was cheating on his long, long, long time girlfriend.
10 years.
Yeah. That's like, you're married, you're invested. So, but they all have like kind of like incestual relationships on that show. So like, I'm very confused, but somebody did like a TikTok web of all of it and it was just insane, but I'm so down to do a Raquel, Lala.
Should we do that?
Sheena Shea.
Should we do all of them?
We should do all of them.
Oh my God, you guys. Should we do all of them, but we make up our own story?
Drama. And we're like, wait a minute. Was I hooking up with you? No, we're going to be.
I've been with him for 10 years. No.
I do feel bad for Ariana because like it came out of like nowhere.
Yeah. And also I read that this was one thing about the tea I read is that they live together, obviously, her and Tom. And he was like fucking the other girl while she was at home. And she was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, giving her water. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah. Like in their house. Like she stayed over one night and like this was I read this somewhere and Ariana woke up and because he was hooking up with Raquel. Right. Yeah. She's the one we don't like.
Right.
And she was staying over their house, like in their house. They were hooking up while his girlfriend is in her bed asleep, which is psycho.
Psycho for both of them. I'm trying to think of who is worse in this situation.
Yeah.
They're both to blame, obviously, but Raquel is just insane because she was actually friends with Ariana. It's multiple sources.
It's
like
so bad.
It's like, she's my girl. So now she came out that Sheena punched her in the face, Raquel, and it was like all a lie.
Yeah,
so when
we
do
this.
Our impression, we'll have a black eye.
Boom!
We'll be like, who did it?
I want to punch myself in the face. I just got punched in the eye. I have to watch these people if I'm going to do an impression.
Me too.
I did release a new impression this week.
That's
news. By the way, this was news. This was hardcore entertainment news. This was the only news this week I saw. Yes, I released a new impression this week, guys. Other news.
Other breaking news.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Mo effin' Lee Curtis.
You know, I feel like it was okay. You know,
I thought you had some of the key points.
Thank you. I thought I wrote it my lines I wrote, because, you know, when you do a new one, you want to write a couple jokes that, you know, will land. But I don't know that I have the voice yet, but I feel like I'm getting better with age. You know what I mean? It'll be better by the next time. I did cut two videos. I was psycho last week because I knew my parents were coming. I just sat here and edited fucking two Kardashian videos, two Jamie Lee Curtis videos, like a girl in coding school. I was just like,
she was on it.
I was.
You were texting me, what do you think about this one? I was like, I don't know.
She was like in Nashville, and I'm like, two grenades. I'm like, deep. Listen, I just made this a little shorter, and I changed the volume on this. Like, what do you think? I knew you were busy, but I knew at some point you'd watch it. So I was like, she'll be traveling. She'll be on a plane. She'll watch this, and then she'll be like, oh my god, you did give me notes, and I tried to tend to those notes. I tried to, you know, take those notes.
And then I thought, and then I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it.
And it's doing so well. You guys, we love Chris and Court together.
We do. It's just too fun. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for another Jamie Lee Curtis video. It was actually the original one I was going to do. And then I started doing more shit. And then I was like, oh, maybe I cut that first. Maybe I was wrong. Who knows?
There was one part. It was kind of 10 seconds in where it was one particular nuance of her voice that you got. I don't know if it was she moves her head all the
Nepo
time.
Nepo baby. I got that down. That I knew I got down. Just that one part.
Something I didn't know about her. Is she a curser, or is she, she's always cursed? Because she was cursing up a storm.
Always.
Really?
I think so. Because she curses it's comfortable for her. Like I curse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a Zoom meeting today and I cursed for a lot. They were young and cool, and I loved them. You know when you instantly connect with these people, and you're like, oh my god, we're in the same class, in college. Crazy. Yeah, I was like, how fucking cool is this? And I wonder if they were like, wow, Anna curses in real life, because we only know each other from social media.
Oh yeah. wait a minute,
I cursed a lot. Come on. You know what? So does Jamie Lee Curtis. So I think she's giving us all a little leeway. I love her. I actually hope she wins the Oscar. I think she's due for an Oscar, you know, Nepo baby and all. She's an icon, and she's kind of done so much over the years.
Exactly.
That you're like, she's due for one of those big awards, you know?
The range. She's got it.
Did you see Everything Everywhere All at Once?
After I kept on seeing all of the awards, I was like, I have to watch this. I can't believe I never watched it.
Yeah.
To me, I was like, what is this? An action movie?
It is.
Things moving all around, as the title suggests.
It is an action movie.
But the only trailer is just things moving like a tornado. And I was like, all right, I think I can miss this one, but I can't. I have to watch it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it again because I will say I didn't love it when I saw it. Mm. And everyone was like jerking off to it. I'm sorry.
They were.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get crude again. I was like, yeah, you know, I say fuck a lot. No, everyone loved it. And I loved the performances, but something about my senses. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm gonna get really witchy here. I don't love action movies. I don't love the sounds and watching people fight on screen, and there was a lot of it, and it has nothing to do with Jamie Lee Curtis or Michelle Yeoh. Yeah. They were amazing, and I was like, oh, I love them and I love these characters. There's just these action scenes went on and on, so for me it was hard.
Too much simulation.
Maybe that's it. I hate action movies. I don't watch any Marvel movies or any of that. For some reason it just bothers me. Am I okay? You guys.
No, I could totally see that. Do you like James Bond movies?
No.
Okay, I will say the one action movie that I was really hard for was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I was like,
well, that's different. Two. That's just sex moving around with a couple guns, you know?
Yeah, and the two of them just look so good with a couple cuts on their faces.
Yeah, I can watch them all day too. She's picking the hottest people ever, and she's like, you know that action movie? Yeah. Actually, I like Top Gun, which I didn't think I would like. That's kind of actiony.
That's very actiony.
Yeah, you know,
it's
I was
a
like
cheese.
Maybe planes are it for me. You know,
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Another classic.
John Candy, you can't go wrong.
But you know, you can't, you really can't. Him in Home Alone is one of the best performances like of our lifetime. And he improvised all of that when he was like, he polka, did? Polka, polka. Yeah, you know, I'm just with the guys and we're going on a polka tour. Yeah, he fucking made that up. Like, what a genius.
Was he Second City? I feel like Nick has told me all about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. Okay. I think you're right. Or is that he's Canadian, isn't he? He was Canadian.
I have been told all of this information and it has clearly left my everything. Well,
I'm glad it made an impact.
I know, like, John Candy.
She knew John Candy. That was good. That was great. You just made me think of something. That was that's so funny though.
I'm so sorry, we're all over the place.
We're so all over the place. In a great way though. I'm in a good mood. I'm glad we're doing this now. Like I am good. Do you feel good? I feel centered.
Me too.
I feel like it's gonna be a fucking bomb ass episode.
Damn, yo.
John Candy. Okay, wait. I just saw his son. His son like does stuff in the entertainment industry. He came up for me the other day, which is so weird.
And yet then another nepo baby.
Another. I'm just waiting till I can be a nepo baby. You know what I mean?
And at this point, we're gonna have nepo babies.
No, I'm gonna become one. I don't care.
Who's gonna adopt us?
Jamie Lee Curtis. You know. Fucking come on. I love her.
Well, I always, after I saw Princess Diaries, I was like, oh my God, my dad is like the prince of Oaxaca, Mexico. Like, I'm going to inherit some bays of hail and some cacti.
So. Wow.
Make some. Anyway.
My mom's a dentist in Philadelphia. What am I going to inherit? Fake teeth?
Some gold caps.
My mom, you can't go on my mom's phone. I have to tell you that. She might meet my mom this week.
Yeah.
You can't. Not that you're going to take my mom's cell phone and scroll through her photos, but
also, it's like disgusting mouth photos.
Yeah. So it's like her grandchildren and like dresses she loves and like screenshots of my Instagram. And then like someone's full ass, like disgusting, janky mouth with like half the teeth missing. And you're just like, ew. And she's like, what? It's work
natural.
Photos.
I'm like, ew. That's so jarring with gingivitis or something.
Oh, it's so gross. And I'm like, but she doesn't mind. Like, it's literally every fifth photo is like someone's disgusting mouth.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, warning, don't take my mom's phone. Okay.
Wait, can I tell you about my mom today? So, you know, we were talking about entertaining our parents, and this is, again, not the news I was going to go into, but I'm going to go into the Nick Cannon news after this. But my mom... She was like, I had the most delicious muffin. My mom doesn't eat much. You know, she's a little lady.
Right, right. Eats like a bird.
Yeah. Oh, I had the most delicious muffin. A morning bun. Cinnamon sugar on top of morning bun.
I know she doesn't call it a morning bun.
No, it was. Well, that was what it was called at the bakery. But she later on was like, you know, it was like a muffin.
Okay, right.
And I think it was a morning bun. Actually, there's another coffee shop that has morning buns here. So maybe that's just like an L.A. morning bun.
An L.A. thing.
Yeah. I don't know. And so she had that. And then we went to Beverly Hills. Okay. We went to Beverly Hills. We walked around a little bit. And then she had a glass of wine. And then we're like going to the car. And she's like, I'm kind of tipsy because all I had was a muffin. And that wine was like a big glass. And I was like, I'm at the age, I don't want to be with my mom drunk. I've been with my mom drunk many times, but I'm like, Mom, it's 4. Like I said, let's go get you some food. You know, she's like, I'm not hungry. So even like a cookie, you know, something.
Nothing.
It made her shop more. So honestly, maybe it was like good. You know,
got her loose a little bit.
A little loose, a little drop the wallet, you know, let's buy some shit. She'd probably hate me for saying this. She's like, Anna, I'm fine. But
they're like, yeah, we know you had one glass of wine.
Yeah.
Like we get it.
My mom is very funny about her wine. She was like, should I have a margarita tonight? I'm like, you're planning this at 4? How about bread?
Wine? She's like, what am I going to drink tonight?
Yeah, because we were like talking about the restaurant we're going to. She's like, oh my God, what should I? Maybe I'll switch it up, you know?
Ooh.
I don't know. Anyway.
Lee's getting wild.
Wild. I want you to meet her. We'll go for a drink tomorrow night. She'll love you. She wanted to see you.
Definitely.
Because she's knows how to listen to a podcast. No, she doesn't. Do your parents listen to this podcast?
Well, my dad helped my mom put it on, and she did call me one day, like 3 weeks ago, and she was like, Andrea, I hate to say this, but there was a lot of cursing on the podcast.
Oh.
And I go, Mom, it's a podcast. Also, we're not like vile human beings. She equates...
I have a foul mouth. Your mom's going to hate me when I have her.
I also curse, but my mom just immediately combines... She like groups that with like, you know, we're... smoking the devil's lettuce. She's like, oh, and next thing I know, you're gonna be smoking that stuff. Next thing I know,
when I'm she's like, so wholesome.
But cursing is not a gateway drug, mom. Like, I'm not going to end up like needles in my arms. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, now that's cursing. It's just, yeah. So she's old school. But
I love it.
No, so my parents do listen occasionally.
My parents cursed so much my whole life that it was like in front of us. Always.
Oh, so then, yeah, they can't even be
so no, not trying at all. To prevent like it. I curse, you know, people don't like that. I even call my parents Lee and Richard, like, but that's how they responded. People are like, that's disrespectful. I'm like, no, my parents, actually, that was the only way I could get their attention. I'm like, Lee,
it was Lee or nothing else.
Literally.
Lee, you're 4 years old. Lee.
I still type into my phone Lee when I have to like text my mom. And I'm like, oh, right. She is mom in my phone.
Oh, wow. You gave her that. At least
I gave her that. Wow. I call her mom. But I do call her Lee a lot and Richard, Richie.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know.
That's progressive of you guys.
Thanks.
I call them, I call my parents by their first names and they like slap me. They're like, it's dad to you. I'm like, okay, sorry. Thank God.
I love it. Wait, guys, speaking of dad, America's biggest daddy, Zaddy Daddy. I don't know if we should even give him the praise, but Nick Cannon. I don't know if you guys saw this on Instagram the other day. Nick Cannon said, announced that he was going to host a game show, very Nick Cannon, host a game show where women were going to try to compete to have his next baby. Now, Nick Cannon already has 12 or 13 children. I can't keep track.
I think it's 12 at this point.
11 or 12. 12. I'm going to go with 12. Let's
12 seems
feels a right. Does. Let's a go with does. A does. And and everyone was like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Everyone freaked out. And it was kind of funny because you're like, wait, you know, write what you know, or like turn when you, if you've
honestly,
you're given lemons, turn it into lemonade. That's probably what he does. He's like, a woman, I should have a child.
Have a child.
Yeah. And then we find out yesterday or today, Kevin Hart is producing a prank show. And this was like a staged, you know, promo prank for the prank show.
Mm-hmm. But I fully believe that it was a real show.
It should be a real show.
I thought it was a natural way for him to go from wilding out to that.
Right.
Like, that makes sense.
And I bet some of the women he has children with are like, wait, I'd love to get on camera and make some, you know, Nick Cannon fucking money. Like, why not? I mean, he supports their kids. But like, how funny is that?
The relationship shows we have nowadays. Too Hot to Handle. Desert Island. Island Boys.
Love is Blind. The Bachelor in Paradise. You know, everyone's trying to fuck. This guy fucks. Let him have another child with a strange woman who he meets on a dating show. That's hilarious to me. Yeah, I was kind of bummed when it was a prank, actually. I was like, oh.
Well, it just is so believable at this point. So he's working with him or like what's happening?
Kevin Hart, I think, is producing a prank show. And I think Nick Cannon, he probably is doing an episode or something. Like maybe this is a part of, you know, one of the episodes, which, you know,
he
what?
Just like calls up a bunch of girls and he's like, I'm the father. And like, this is promo for it.
Ding dong. Shows up at a bunch of women's houses who he's hooked up with in the past and been like,
Nick, I haven't seen you in years. I mean, I could believe that.
Oh my God. There's a bunch of other celebrities listed on it. So I don't know what the prank show is, but I just thought that was a funny prank they pulled on Instagram.
That is a funny prank. I like the promos. I'm just trying to imagine something else besides punked. Like, I just it feel like punked. We know right. Punked.
Yeah. I love a prank. I'm not going to lie. I've told you 400 times I want to do prank calls on this show as Anna. Like, I mean, as a celebrity, you know.
Oh, we're doing that.
Impresh. Because
episode 10.
Oh, we can do an all prank show on episode 10, you guys. All prank show. This is episode 9. Oh my God, we're almost at 10. Listen, we're going to do some live events coming up, so.
Can't wait.
I'm really excited.
Okay, well, here's my one thing about prank shows, and then we can be done. It's with Impractical Jokers. I loved watching like the first and second season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another prank show.
Another prank show. But by the time it's like the seventh season, if you don't know Impractical Jokers and they come up to you, you're going to tell me, okay, I don't know you. Do you live under a rock?
Right. They're famous now.
They're famous.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they're still doing pranks.
So true.
So the fact that is Kevin Hart, he's obviously going to be behind the wall with his earpiece on.
Probably.
Like he's not pranking.
Yeah. I don't think he's. No. If you saw Kevin Hart, you'd be like.
Obviously.
What? Or you'd be like, wow, shorter in person. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Is that the joke?
Here's the thing, though. With the Jokers, my mom wouldn't. Would your mom know who the Jokers are if you're in a mall?
That's true. And they really do go after like all types of.
Yeah. Like people. Millennials and younger, I think all know the Jokers.
Good point.
But, you know, you go after a boomer. Those they boomers, don't know what's happening. They, boomers are like, say what? Look at this nice Italian man coming up to me.
They would have no idea. They would have no idea.
No idea. I might interview my parents if they know anything about the Vanderpump Rules drama, because I wonder how, like, does that drama translate to their generation? Like, no.
Absolutely not. A Vanderpump Rules, my mom would think that is like a spinoff of Bridgerton. She'd be like, what is that? Vanderpump? What? No, absolutely not.
I love it.
It's an incestual show.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Okay, wait. Other news. You gave me a great, great story earlier about a lottery winner who bought a ginormous house in LA. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this.
I thought it was a good premise for our segment. Hot takes.
Hot takes. Oh my God. You sizzled and I went, I breathed hot like I'm a dragon. You know what I'm saying? It was like a hiss, but it didn't fully hiss.
Together though, it was good.
I'm gonna cry.
Hot takes.
I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast episode as much as we are. If not, this one goes out to me, Anna Roisman. You listen back, girl. You fucking love it. Okay. I'm so sorry. Wait, what's your mom's name?
Carol.
Carol, I'm so sorry. I said fuck a lot on this episode.
I'm so sorry. I was like, fuck.
I'm so sorry, Carol.
No, we don't mean it in terms of sex. Any bad ill will. Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with that. We're just saying, yeah, it's just a word.
Can I say something that's scaring me? Every time I laugh, I have a complex now that I'm laughing as Kris Jenner, because I've done it a lot lately that I'm like someone called it out. They were like, oh my God, your laugh is even just like her. And I was like, is it? I don't hear that. Let me just change my laugh for the rest of my life.
I've tried to change my laugh. It's actually one of the hardest things to change, your natural laugh.
Ooh.
Like, I want Taylor Schrecker's laugh where she's like, like, it's like,
she's got a good laugh.
Yeah, I want that. But I'm a silent
She tells
laugher.
Me I have a good laugh. And
she
then
she does. She says you have a very
And then I go, what is laugh? My, I don't know my laugh is, you know?
It's a little bit under Kris Jenner, but you still like,
oh fuck.
No, it's good.
Well, maybe that's why I'm just so good at her, you know? Same laugh. We're going to meet them one of these days. You're coming here for a weekend and we're just going to sit in Calabasas in our wigs until they show up. And they're like, do you need, are you lost?
Well, I got an inside scoop on Courtney today because I'm doing a collab with this chef who is going to do a collab with Simon Huck.
Ooh.
And Simon has this line with Courtney, like a face. I have to look this up. It's a face line. It's a face line. You just get a new face.
Look at this. We're working it.
So she was like, okay, we can do a collab, but can you bring Courtney along? And he was like, oh, you're never going to see Courtney. She's always on tour with Travis. Like, she's never home. And I was like, Courtney's on tour with Travis?
Probably. But he just had like a procedure done. He just had like surgery.
Something happened to his finger.
I'm so sorry. Will he play the drums again?
That's what we should have talked about today with Kris and Court.
Oh my God.
What happened with Travis's finger?
We can still do it. We have
finger.
5 minutes.
Tell me about his finger. So are you not getting the pleasure? I'll just say less hands, more feet.
I don't want to know where his feet go. Where are you sticking your feet up?
For some reason, the cast like turns me on. He's like a little ill boy.
Wow.
Okay. He needs my help, so I'm just like doing everything for him.
Oh, so you're like a housewife now. You're like a
a
little maid. Do you wear a costume?
Sometimes.
I have a costume for Corey.
What is it, you sicko?
I put on just a apron and I say, oh, I'll make pancakes.
And what do you wear on your ass?
Nothing. Skims thong only.
Serving up soggy pancakes and flapjack.
Serve it up, sister. Serve it up, sister. You should wear the Skims thong too.
I should, but like, I don't want to support my sister too much.
Oh, okay. I get it. That's fine. She's doing fine. It's a $1 billion company with or without you, Court.
Whatever. Sometimes I like to smell Travis's cast. It's like really stinky.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It gets like really dirty and sweaty.
I don't have an appetite anymore. And I was going to have a martini. Okay, great. Wow. Anyway, back to us.
Back to hot takes.
Hot takes. I swear, this is just low. This is just zero energy high right now. Okay. Yeah. Hot takes. So someone won the Powerball.
Someone won $2 billion.
Insane.
Insane. I don't even know what that, what you see that and you, does your life just completely change or is it a, somewhat of a transition? You're like, okay, now that I won this, what do you do with all the money? And an article came out that he just bought a $25 million Hollywood Hills house. And right. I was like, boy, wait, what?
He had $2 billion, right? But it was taxed.
$2 billion, so but it was taxed.
Probably $1.1 billion. I'm making this up, you guys, as if I'm a fucking accountant.
I like how you added the 1.1
because it's billion. Not gonna be half.
It's not gonna be half.
Yeah, it's not gonna be 50%. Right. It's gonna be like 40.
Also, it depends on if he wants the all in now or if he wants the over the course of the couple of years.
I imagine if he's buying a house like that, he probably went all in. Maybe I'm wrong.
I heard strategically you're supposed to do the all in now because you don't know how long your life is going to be or whatever. So
oh god, yeah,
you're gonna take it all now.
Get hit by a bus next week, it's right. Like wow, like, I made $1,000. That fucking blows.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like, so he bought a $25 million house,
Hollywood Hills house, and I just thought, what are you doing?
What would you do? What did you think he did wrong? I loved your take on this.
It's honestly, I thought he went low. He didn't go exorbitant like to like a 150 mil house, right? Mm-hmm. Like a big ranch. So I thought 25 mil was pretty good if you're making, you know, say with your numbers, he walks away with 1.1
bill. 1.175, yeah.
Excuse me, 1.175?
1.175, yeah.
So I like that he bought a $25 million house. It looked like an okay house, but I'm not going to buy in the Hollywood Hills. First of all, there's an exodus in California right now because of just like the crime, the insanity, the weather. Like people are like, I'm talking about families. They're like, I don't want to raise my family here. Yeah. Like, there's tons of people still here.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't know if I would like, if I won a lot of money, would I move to the Hollywood Hills? I think I would go somewhere closer to the water maybe, or just, okay. If we're speaking in California, you know, definitely up towards wine country, Malibu.
Yeah.
You know, but Hollywood Hills.
Can I say something?
What's your take on that?
I want to live in Hollywood Hills. I have always really? Wanted to live in the hills, above sunset, up in the Hollywood Hills. Okay. Maybe it's just a fantasy, and maybe you're right. Maybe when I actually do have the 1.175 mil bill, I'm like, actually, this isn't the area for me. Sit. But it's always kind of been, I love the hills. I'm not a water girl. A vacation home and by the water, for sure.
Nice. I get that.
But like, you know, because some people do like a mountain home because they're skiers. I'm not a skier. So like, you know, give me a beach nearby. But definitely. I like the hills. I don't know. I like the views of the city. And I don't know. You know, that's my hot take. I think I'd pick the $25 million Hollywood house.
I need to see the amenities in this house. I do get
She's
that.
Looking it
but
up.
The Hollywood Hills, I'm thinking, aren't they? You know what? I need to see a certain area of the Hollywood Hills.
You do. I think we need to take you up like Laurel Canyon. You got to go like all the way up into those hills.
Yes.
Listen, we're going to do it in full wigs. We're going to go and shop for Courtney and Travis's new home.
Yes.
That would be an amazing video and fun to do. But I was going to also say to you, I mean, there are a lot of beautiful hills in, you know, California. There's just tons of like, even on the valley side too, you know, there's like a lot of like hills. But, oh, you're here. She's looking at the amenities. Home near Ariana Grande and Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, solid neighbors.
Okay.
Right?
It's got to be one of those secluded
neighborhoods. Knock, knock, Ariana. Got any sugar? I'm baking a cake and I'm out of sugar. That's what I would do if I lived next to Ariana Grande. I'd fucking show up and be like,
bink, bink, bink.
Hey, I'm out of toilet paper.
You were close.
Oh my God, what did he make? Oh my God.
997.6 mil, so lump sum before taxes?
Oh, snap-a-roo. Looks like someone's got a new career in accounting. Hello.
Yeah, but that's before taxes. That's less weird than I thought.
Yeah, that is less. I thought after taxes because it was $2 billion. You know, maybe it wasn't $2 billion. $2 billion. I'm saying that like, you know.
It was $2 billion.
$50. A Powerball. Oh, a Powerball. Yeah. There you go.
absolutely nuts.
So what would you do if you won? I want to know, can we do hot takes as one of your celebs? Like,
yeah.
If you won $2 billion tomorrow, who do you feel like doing? Who do you want to do? Who do you want to do? $2 billion tomorrow. All of our celebrities have tons of money.
We choose celebrities that are known.
Pretend that you don't. I have something in my eye. Pretend that you don't. Part of me is leaning towards, I want a Caitlyn Jenner because she shouted us out this week. But I also am like,
she will probably have the funniest answer.
Okay. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
$2 billion just flew across your desk.
All right.
What are you doing with it this week, Caitlyn?
Well, I lost about $2 billion in my divorce with Kris Jenner. I'll tell you that much. No. But look, you know what? I think I would expand on Jenner Racing, my company, which is where bikes, a lot of bikes. I buy a lot of four wheelers. I probably would start a nonprofit. Yeah, I'll probably buy a lot more four wheelers.
Do you ever worry about getting canceled, Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, please. No. No. I mean, the shit that I've done in my life, please. You know, I go against the grain, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't really stop me. That's what I think. But
I guess not. If you have $2 billion, I guess we can't stop you, can we?
You really can't. I would probably buy a lot more Malibu locations. Malibu on Malibu. I buy five more Malibu properties. Connect them all by like one of those bridges that's like all glass. You can see right through it. I would prance around my house naked.
Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful answer. Thank you so much, Caitlyn.
Oh, I would get a private jet too.
You don't have one of those already?
No.
Do you fly on Kim Air ever?
They almost invited me. And then they disinvited me. And I said, what's going on here, ladies? They never tell me anything. So I was like, actually, what's going on? I had no idea. So, no, I hate to admit, but I've never been on.
Kylie has a plane too, right? Kylie Air?
My girl Kylie, yeah. Guess who she hasn't invited? Me, Caitlyn. Let me ask you then.
Okay.
Who we got here? Lea Michele.
Well, it's actually so exciting because we're almost at $2 billion because of the Funny Girl ticket sales. So it's really something I've thought about a lot lately. you know, as they say in the song Mamma Mia, as they say in the show Mamma Mia, a show that I've never been a part of, but I plan to one day. Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. And I hate that they talk about men because women can also have $2 billion, you know? It's really rude, actually. I should call ABBA and have them rewrite that song for me because I could sing it better than anyone else.
I believe you.
You know, I'm not a Nepo baby. I'm like Beanie Feldstein.
Oh, come on now. Don't shit talk Beanie.
I could use $2 billion, Caitlyn. In what world? Caitlyn, have you even come to see Funny Girl on Broadway?
Well, no, but hey, how have you even read the documents when you want it? Can't you not read or something?
Caitlyn, I can read, actually, okay? It's been a whole lie this whole time. No. I can read. I read my scripts for Spring Awakening. I studied them, and I read them, and I read traffic signs, and I read... I Yay. Read texts and I read Instagram captions.
That's good for you, kiddo. Hey, that was a really great rendition of Money, Money, Money. I love that. Let's go see the show together. I want to see that. That's fun.
I would love that. I've never been friends with a Kardashian. You're close enough.
No, I'm still related. Trust me. I put enough time. I'm related. Look, you hang out with me, kiddo. You might get invited to one of their houses.
Do you think you could get me some Skims?
Yeah, sure. They left me the throwaway ones. I got them in my garage right next to the four-wheelers. All the defective thongs.
People who need people. Yeah. Caitlyn, you know what I would do with $2 billion?
What now?
I'd have my own concert, just like Adele did, on top of a mountain, and everyone would hear me sing, and I'd sing all of my ballads so well, and I'd be paid, you know, to be on television. I was on Glee once, you know.
Actually, you know what? My son Brody loved that show, Glee, or something. I said, what is this song about? What is this show about? Glee.
It's about high school students finding themselves in the Glee Club.
The Glee Club? I was on.
Don't stop believing.
Glee Club. See, I was busy being a three star athlete. I was never a member of the Glee Club or the Chess Club, but that sounds fun.
It was so much fun. I wasn't actually in Glee Club because I was a child star, so I was in Les Mis as a child. There is a castle on a cloud. I have to leave.
Okay, we got this. We got it.
That was beyond fun. Can't wait
for Carol to hear that one.
Wait. Tell mom, don't listen to this episode. I'm so sorry. And I'm also apologetic to any of the mothers that know me on a personal level. I love you so much. I'm not trying to disrespect. Okay. I love you. Just a little PSA.
Glad you cleared that up. Yeah.
Cleared the air there.
This was so much fun. Maybe we should be tired and every episode. You know what I mean?
Like a little bit like goofy off the rocker.
Fully unhinged. Yeah. I feel fully unhinged. Well, you guys, that is episode 9. Episode 10, we're going to have like something special for you on episode 10.
We're going to follow through with what we've all been. We're going to do a prank. We're going to do a couple more segments. And then we're definitely going to have an intro song. Like our intro song, like we're ranting, but we are like fully doing the show. The show, like these 9 episodes have been our fun little, our little start ground, you know, mm-hmm, the little mm-hmm. runway before the plane takes off.
I love that. Okay. I love big boom, wig. Boom. That was a big wig momento.
Big wig.
Real quick, we're ending big wig moment. Quick big moment this week.
Big wig moment was being able to fly. I think I upgraded in one of my frequent flyer plans. So I was like, oh, I'm flying so much. Yeah. So being in 4 states in the course of a week. It's my big wig move.
Damn, girl. I had a big wig moment. I got a DM on TikTok.
Okay.
From a big wig.
Okay.
Who wants to maybe make a video with me. And I'm not going to say who until it happens, but let me give you a hint, a big wig hint.
Okay.
My hint is selling sunset.
What?
We're going to end on that. You guys, stay tuned and big wigs. This was so fun, though. I love you all. Make sure you check out our YouTube. Check out our Instagram. If you're listening to an episode and you want to just like post about it, it helps spread the word and leave a little, you know, review, 5 stars. You know, we will drive you wherever you need to go and take you safely to your destination.
Amen. 5 estrellas.
All right. Have a beautiful week. Love you, big wigs. Bye.
Love you, mean it. Be a big wig.